through sickness and rain.
I'll be your witness.
Through ups and downs.
I'll be your witness.
Scattered all around.
I'll be your witness.
Don't you talk about me.
I'll still be your witness.
Scandalize my name.
I'll still be your witness.
False accuse me.
I'll still be your witness.
Point fingers at me.
But I'll still be your witness.
I'll be your witness.
I'll be your witness.
I'll be your witness because
I'll be your witness.
This rain is not given.
I'll be your witness.
To the swift or the strong, but
I'll be your witness.
To the world.
I'll still be your witness.
To the world.
I'll still be your witness.
Gotta hold on.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
And so this love God has placed in our heart. You say, Pastor, how am I going to walk in that kind of love? How can I love somebody like God loved them? I'm going to tell you the reason why you can do it is because God took the very same love that he have in him, and he made a deposit of that love in you. And that love can grow, and that love can increase. Amen? Sometimes we don't trust in the love. That love is in you. But you don't trust in that love and you'll never develop it because you're so comfortable trusting in the flesh and handling things in the flesh. Let me tell you about a time I handled something in the flesh. I had a man who messed my flower bed up. So I called this man and kept setting up an appointment. He said, Mr. Hatt, I'll be there in 30 minutes. I ain't far from you. I'll be right over. So me and CeCe sat around. We wait 30 minutes, an hour and a half. Said, the man ain't come. I call him back the next day. Oh, Mr. Hatt, I'll be over there. You know, I had something come up yesterday, but I'll be over there in an hour. Just give me an hour to get there. I'll wait an hour and a half, 2 hours. Man don't show up. Man didn't never come back to my house. So guess what happened? I was coming home one day, and I saw him 2 houses down, standing in the yard talking to my neighbor about his flower bed. I said, uh-oh, no. I'm going to tell you, I ain't even slow the car down going up in the driveway. See, there he is right there. That's him. I said, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. And boy, I got out of the car, slammed door, didn't even go in the house. I headed across my neighbor, didn't even go in the street. Just walked across my neighbor's front yard, making a beeline for him. And the Holy Ghost saying, stop, wait, hold up. Don't do it, Greg. Stop, Greg, stop. I said, get back. I got this one. Get out of the way. I got this one. I didn't listen. And I went over there, and I gave that man a piece of my mind. And then I told my neighbor, I said, if I was you, I wouldn't do no business with this man right here. Then I turned around. Didn't even speak to neither one of them. Turned around and headed back. And when I headed back, the Holy Ghost waiting on me. He said, I told you not to go over there. I had pulled off my love garments. When I seen him, love came flying off. Yeah. Holy Ghost said, wait a minute, love, walk in love, love. No love today. Then when I came back across the yard, guess what? Holy Ghost standing there like this here. You gonna go back in the house, you gonna have to put this back on. I said, okay, Lord, what I got to do now? You need to apologize to both of them. Lord, apologize? That's talking about humility. That's talking about not being prideful and arrogant. I got to apologize? Apologize to both of them. I said, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. sir. I just called to apologize to you. I was wrong today for what I did. I shouldn't have got involved in your business with that my neighbor. I was just upset. I'm so sorry. You can forget about my flower bed now. I'll take care of it. I'm so sorry. Oh, he was nervous. Okay. No offense taken. Okay, I'll forgive you. I said, okay, thank you. Now I got to call my neighbor. Brother Walter. Man, I had no business interfering in your family. I ain't going to use him. Believe me. Greg, I ain't going to use him. I said, no, man, I'm sorry. I should never got involved in your business. If you want to use the man, go ahead and use him. I ain't going to say another word. It was none of my business. I'm sorry for butting in your business. Please forgive me. Oh, I forget. It ain't no problem. And I hung up. See, that's what people do. They get the pressure put on them, and they take love off first angle. You talking to me like that? Oh, no. Don't you know who I am? My mom and daddy don't talk. My husband don't talk to me this way. You think I'm going to let you talk to me like this? I ain't no child. Now, hold on. Let me tell you something. Now, I'm a grown man just like you. You ain't going to talk to me like this. I'm grown. I ain't your child. I ain't your flunky. You going to give me the same respect I give you. And if you don't, we going to get it on. What you want? What you want to do? What you going to do? Anything you wants to do. Anything you wants to do. Whatever, hey, it don't matter to me. We can go blade, we can go gun, we can go bazooka, hand grenade, it don't even matter. What no, it don't even matter. And when you finish in your flesh, the Holy Ghost is going to be standing there just like this. You didn't trust in this, huh? You trust in yourself. Now you got a mess. I'm going to have to come clean up behind you. And this is what you're going to need to do now. Apologize. But see, some people will never put it back on and say, I ain't apologizing. It'll be a cold day in hell before I apologize. See, then people bow up against God when he's trying to get you back where you need to be. Because you don't realize when you did this, you stopped this. You stopped blessing from coming in. So let me get this back on quick. What I got to do to make it right, Lord? It's going to take humility. Huh? You know how your boss talk to you on the job? I'm going to do my real stuff now. You know when your wife don't treat you right? Your husband don't treat you right? The love come off quick. See, we quick to do it at home. See, on the job is like this here. They start rubbing you the wrong way. You know, you clothed in love, you prayed this morning, had your devotion, you ready. And then somebody rub you the wrong way and you do this. Wait a minute. Hold on. So I'm gonna let that slide. Then they do it again. Wait a minute. That's twice. Hold on, yeah. Hold on. Man, look, before we have any trouble, man, hey, wait a minute, let's get some things straight here. Cause man, you rubbing me the wrong way right now. And you wouldn't like me when I wasn't saved. See, what you just said to me. If I wasn't saved, you'd be on the floor right now. So on the job, we kind of keep it together a little bit. But at home, it's just like stepping in a telephone booth. transform into another person at home. Fingernails go. Toenails. Ears get pointed. Don't mess with me. I done had all I can take from you. I done had it up to here. Enough is enough and too much stink. And then some people at home, they don't grab this till they get ready to leave. Let me go to my job, let me go shopping, make sure I got my love walk on. Going to church this morning. Hey, oh, God bless you. Oh, you're so precious. I sure love you. Oh, it's so wonderful to be in the house of God. As soon as you get in the car. What you say? What you cook? You ain't cooked nothing this morning. Where we eating at? Rude. Well, I'm glad you ain't cooked nothing no way. Probably put poison in it. Glad we eating out today. See, rude. Y'all done made me waste all my time. But it wasn't a waste, was it? See, we in the exam room right now. See, that's another thing. Everything get out of order. Everything get out of order when you get out of love. And you think you're looking good. You think you're looking good and your tie all around here. Bean juice all on your shirt. Come and say, boy, I told him out, didn't I? Boy, I told him out. Boy, I gave him feet in my mind, didn't I? Hey, rehearse what I said to him. Tell me what I said to him again. That was good, wasn't it? Boy, that was a good comeback, wasn't it? Boy, I told him off. Woo, I gave him peace of my mind. I feel good. I feel so good. Ooh, they had that coming. They just had it coming, and the Lord just opened my door for me to tell them off. God created a door for me to vent my frustration and to let them know where I stand before I take them out. I don't know if y'all can take any more exam this morning. I just don't know. I done poked and prodded. All characteristics of love. We need to go deep this morning. So all of them were just external pokes. See your flesh on the outside, cutting up. Now we finna go internal. Now we finna put the scope down. Open your mouth wide. And that's the way you want. You want it on that end, not the other one. You want the scope. Yeah, just run that scope down through here. That other one caused too much preparation. First Corinthians chapter 13.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and